For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Top story, the latest group of federal workers to miss paycheck today as the partial government shutdown hits day 25 is the U.S. Coast Guard. Brian Kilmeade will be on the story and more beginning at 9 o'clock here on WOKV. And do you see a sense of urgency as time goes by and more federal workers miss paychecks?
Not yet. I do expect something to happen this week, Rich, but not yet. I mean, I saw Senator Mark Warner's like, hey, maybe we could take a look at this and decide what areas they need a more of a barrier and what doesn't. Maybe we could have put the government up for 3 weeks, Lindsey Graham said, and take another look. But the president said, no, I'm not going to do that short term. It's totally insincere, the Democratic stand. It's all about 2020, and I'm not budging. And I'm looking at some of the rhetoric Chuck Schumer brought up yesterday. It's almost a waste of time to even play, so I'm not even going to play it during the show. So I think right now there's not enough pain for either one to act. I'm seeing long lines at the TSA. Others are coming forward, but not in great numbers yet. And that study that we talked about yesterday, 82 to 85% of the American public says they have not been inconvenienced at all by this shutdown.
And the president saying he will never back down in the shutdown fight, as he was telling a group of farmers, though it's an interesting audience because they have been impacted in many ways by the shutdown and also by trade. And yet the support still seems to be there among the farm and farm union.
Yeah, again, yesterday, I mean, you saw it. And they had that farm bill, and the farm bill is going to solve a lot of their problems. And I think the trade deal with China, when it comes in, and I think it's going to come in, both, Chinese have some ugly news on their exports coming out today. I think that is going to help farmers, but in the short term, they've been hurt, and they've been hurt a lot, and they still said they are firmly behind the president. One thing they did get a round of applause for yesterday was the need for worker visas. These people want to come in, and they want to work hard, and we know how hard they work, and they're needed on the farms. The president said, I want to make it easier for them to come in and work. So the farmers gave him a lot of applause for that.
Brian Kilmeade digging into those and the other top stories starting at 9 today, including the president's choice for U.S. Attorney General William Barr, headed before the Senate Judiciary Committee today for confirmation hearings. If you want to watch that, we'll stream it live on the WOKV News Facebook. And you can hear Brian every weekday morning at 9 following Jacksonville's morning news.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.